This is the Milestones to Enlightenment Meditation. And we begin this meditation by seating ourselves comfortably, committing ourselves for this meditation to be focused, attentive, and beginning to focus on the breath cycle. An evenness of breathing begins to emerge, and a recognition that the breath corresponds to the rhythmic nature of the soul itself. And now gently move your attention to your heart chakra. Sensing the quality of love beginning to become more expressive through you. And now move your attention to your throat chakra, knowing this to be the center where the soul's creative ideas and higher mind nature find expression. And now move your attention to your crown chakra, just above the head. Recognizing this as the entrance point for the soul's will and purpose in your life. And now move your attention to the Ajna Center, the point between the eyebrows. And while focused there, for a moment reflect on the love of the heart, the intelligence of the throat, and the will and purpose of the crown. Three sacred energies. Love, intelligence, and will. And now from the Ajna, begin the process of abstraction, feeling yourself pulling back, moving inward into subtlety, into a place of spaciousness, into the realm of formlessness. And go as deep as you can. And when you find that place, realize that you have come to the inner home of the soul itself. And consider the journey itself while holding yourself there. And realize that your journey is a journey toward enlightenment. And that it is an incremental journey, lasting over many, many lifetimes. But that the more conscious you are of the steps, the more rapid will be that journey. So we will focus on the three major steps that need to be attended to. And the first is your capacity to master the physical dimension of life, to become more masterful of your physical appetites, and at the same time be able to bring more love into the world. For a moment or two, just consider, what can you do to become more attentive to your physical nature and more masterful of its tendencies? The soul wants to use the physical body, but it must have regulatory control over it. Be still for a moment and consider this. For a moment, focus on your physical body and its relationship to your life and the way you are. Consider how, or ask yourself, how able are you to use your body rather than it using you? The soul wants to master the physical body so that it becomes a useful tool in outer service. Ponder this. And we now consider another step of mastery having to do with the emotional nature of life. The soul needs an effective emotional body to express through. How well do you live through your emotions while remaining detached from them? Can you use emotion while no longer being used by emotion? Ponder this. And now let us consider the third step, having to do with the mind. To what extent do you use your mind to support lofty thoughts? The soul needs an effective mental body to express through. and it seeks a mental body that can understand and utilize wise, broad ideas, and less of a tendency towards separative thinking. Ponder this as it pertains to your life. These are the great milestones of evolution that lead us onward toward enlightenment. We want to develop the capacity to live through the body, but not be identified with the body. We want to use emotion to create positive warmth in the outer world, but not be unduly swayed by emotion. And finally, we want to learn how to be more masterful of our thought life. These are the three major milestones on the long journey to enlightenment. We want to learn how to be able to use the physical body and not be used by it, not be unduly influenced by its appetites. We realize that the emotional body is a great servant on behalf of the soul, and at the same time, we need to remain detached from the emotions of our life, but at the same time, realize that we can observe emotion without repressing emotion. And finally, we need to become more mindful of our thought life. The soul needs an effective thinking instrument in order to effectively serve in the outer world. These are the things that represent mastery of the lower self. Knowing this, we now close this meditation with a sense of more conviction, and we close with a single Om chanted silently deep within.